Makas perk alf mishnah vav. Eina edim zoymin neherogin ad she yigomer hadin. Edim zoymin don't become killed until there's a gemar din. We're based in there's a gemar din that they're talking about is chayv misa. Sharei hatzadukin oimrim. The tzadukim used to say ad she yehorek that we only make edim zoymin unless they actually killed
the one being judged
through based in. Their lying is actually what killed them. The based in actually meted out their execution. Shenemar nefesh. It says nefesh tachas nefesh, but most mefarshim have nefesh benefesh. Because nefesh benefesh is what's written by Edim Zaymin. V'leisachos eincha nefesh benefesh. And it sounds like you're paying back a soul for a soul. The tzadukim learned from there that the Edim Zaymin are punished the same way that they actually punish somebody else with their soul. Amrulam chachamim, chum told them, that can't be true. V'alo kfar nemar v'asisim lo kasher zomam lasois la'achiv. The Torah says, you give out punishment to the Eid Zobim like they were going to do to their brother. Vare Ochiv Kayim, Ochiv, the brother that's still alive. It's mashma that he's still alive, like Rashi says. And the truth is, Rebbe Akiva Eiger brings the Ritva, it's not from the word Ula Ochiv. A person can be your brother even after he's dead too. That's not mashma, he's alive. The Gemara actually learns it out, Kasher Zomam, like they were planning to do to the person. The Imkain, the Mishnah continues, Loma Nemar, Nefesh bin Nefesh. It says nefesh tachas nefesh, but nefesh benefesh. How come the Torah then says nefesh benefesh? It's actually doing something. Yochel mishal shekiblu edus in hiaregu. I may think that once Edom Zomim give their testimony, even if there's no gemar din, let's say they just give their testimony that Yehuda is chayv misa, and come along Yosef and Binyamin, and they tell Reuven and Shimon, who are the Edom Zomim, that you were with us that day, so on and so forth. Even before Beis Din gives a gemar din on Yehuda, they just gave their testimony to kill Yehuda, I may think that that's when they become Edom Zomim. And then they should get killed right there. Talmud loymer nefesh tachas nefesh, or meaning nefesh benefesh. Therefore, the Torah says nefesh benefesh. Ha'ein neharagin achi gomer hadin. That you made him a killed man because it has to be that only after, through Reuven and Shimon's testimony, Beis Din came along and said Yehuda is now chayv misa. They gave a gemar din. That's what nefesh benefesh. There was a soul for a soul. You gave Yehuda a gemar din of misa. He was a dead man walking. Not that he's actually dead. And now the Torah says, Vasisim loy kasher zomam lasos. Now come along, Yosef ben Yamin, and they're making Reuven and Shimon into the Edom Zomim. Now Reuven and Shimon are getting what they tried to do to Yehuda.